Paul Brown was head coach of the Cleveland Browns from 1946 to 1962. Blanton Collier went from 63 to 70. Then there were six main coaches till the team left in 1995. When the new team came in 99, Chris Palmer was the coach. Since then, we've had four and a half if you count Terry Robiskie in 2004. Notice that the eras with stable head coaches were the winning teams. The turnover at the top in recent years has been indicative of the poor records. I don't know if it's cause or effect. Don't even get me started on the number of different quarterbacks that have started in the good times, like Otto Graham, Frank Ryan, Brian Sipe, Bernie Kosar, and the bad times. Dozens of flops I'm not going to name here. I see parallels in the Hewlett-Packard situation. HP had four CEOs in its first 86 years. We all know about Bill and Dave in the garage. They founded the company and served to the late 70s. John Young went from 78 to 92, Louis Platt from 93 to 99, Carly Fiorina from 2000 to 2005. Since then, there have been two interim CEOs and now three permanent CEOs, Mark Hurd, Leo Apotheker, and now Meg Whitman. Just like all the changes have hurt the Browns, they've hurt HP. Are they in the PC business or not? Remember in 2007, HP's revenue was $104 billion. It was the first IT company in history to report revenues exceeding $100 billion. But they don't know if they're in that business anymore. Is WebOS the future or is they killing it? Do they want a tablet or not? And so on. They seem to be trying to follow the high-margin business that IBM has been successful at. But IBM has had only eight CEOs since Thomas Watson started Big Blue in 1914. Current CEO Sam Palmisano has been in charge since 2002. So will Meg Whitman be the head coach or the quarterback? After all, eBay is not the same kind of entity as HP. Does she have diminishing skills, as Bill Belichick claimed to Bernie Kosar? I guess only time will tell. Hopefully, Pat Shermer, Colt McCoy, and Meg Whitman will all have long tenures. You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.